one, Supervisor Rice did forward me an email to indicate that he would not be able to attend today, and that he would be happy to respond to any questions, or if there had been any questions. I hope that the committee would see fit to act on this resolution. Thank you very much. Item number three, please.
From the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to grant an extension to the existing contract with Aramark Correctional Services for food service provision for the period of January 1st, 2011 to December 31st, 2011.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning.
Inspector Schmidt, and good morning, Mr. Preview.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, what we're here for this morning on this item is we're seeking an approval of a one-year extension on the Aramark contract. Just a little history on this. Back in 2009, I believe January, this item came before the board to approve a contract with Aramark for a two-year period. There were numerous issues that the board had, as well as the sheriff's office. We were brand new to entering into this type of a contract, as the sheriff's office had just taken over the House of Correction, now the County Correctional Facility South, in January of 2009. So we were very concerned how this would go, of course, being new to that particular group. What we found over the last 2 years working with Aramark, and we have worked hand-in-hand with them, is we are, in fact, very pleased with the results that we're getting from this particular contract. What we found is the service has been excellent. The particular meals and the planning of them have been, not by our standards, but by the Department of Corrections, which just did a review of them in December of 2010. Found the meals appropriate and had the right caloric content and so forth. Just recently, we had the major snowstorm, which basically shut down Milwaukee County for at least several hours, or half of a day, we'll say at least. All the meals were in place. They had them ready for actually several days. We were extremely impressed with that, so we had no drop in service. All of our inmates were fed. We do have a Captain Anderson down at our South facility who does weekly meetings with Aramark, make sure everything is toe-to-toe in line. I read those reports every week, and again, if there have been any issues at all, they're minor, and Aramark has responded extremely quickly. The other last thing I'll mention is we have, of course, inmate workers that are involved with preparing the food with Aramark. They've worked extremely well with our inmate worker population and training and so forth, and we've had virtually no issues at all with that. So based on that, just as for the record, I have, if there are questions, Deputy Inspector Kevin Niklevich from the jail, Major Nancy Evans, who runs the South facility, and then there are two Aramark representatives here who can field any questions, but I'll close with we are in favor of going with at least the one-year extension and seek your approval. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Inspector. Supervisor Jersey.
I was on one of the tours that the chief judge does each year, requirement by statute to tour the facility. And one of the things that impressed me when I met the Aramark staff was the fact that they were doing some training, and even an opportunity when individuals have finished their sentence, there were some even opportunities to be hired by Aramark, and I was very impressed with that. And I guess the question I have is that training still going on? Are there some opportunities for classwork for the corrections clients there and to learn some food service skills through Aramark?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, in fact, there are, and we've actually expanded that. I don't know the details. Aramark could speak to that, but to answer it in brief, the answer is yes, it is going on.
I would move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a contract that's dated January 1st, 2011, and it's intended to go through this year. Why wasn't this contract brought back to the board in December? I mean, at this point, it's a retroactive extension approval.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I can't answer that except that it is tardy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Inspector. I remember Inspector Schmidt, and it was 2 years ago, it seems as if it was longer than that, that there were some DBE problems. I think we had three or four DBE, potential DBE firms that were available. And at the time, there wasn't a smooth meshing of whatever the concerns were, at least through at one of the meetings that we had. It might have been a couple meetings that we had. And I'd like to know what's going on with respect to the DBE goals, DBE provisions. Are they being met? Is that friction still available?
Right, Mr. Chairman,
does it still exist, I should say?
I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd like to ask Aramark representatives to come up as they can speak in detail to that issue.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Before you leave, there are cards over at the table. We would like you to fill those cards and present them to us, please.
Sir.
If you identify yourselves, thanks for coming.
Charles Schuster, representative of Aramark.
And Brad Meyer, food service director of Aramark.
Now, my question to the inspector related to, again, some acrimony a couple years ago as it relates to disadvantaged business enterprise participation goals, and I'd like to get some feedback as to what's going on with respect to that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity. When we came before you previously, it was the program under the previous contract wasn't really stated as such where it was laid out for us. Since then, we've definitely educated ourselves. We've worked well with Ms. Webb and her office to find suppliers and vendors for our certain contract. At this time, we are 84% compliant, the numbers, and that is with the 17% of purchases for the current contract. Since the initial contract period, we are working with five vendors: Superior Equipment and Supply, Nexus Pest Solutions, Cartridge Savers, Scrub and Shine, and AT&T Optimum Cleaning. with that, we have also, and Supervisor Bruin, you had made mention to me personally that the understanding of keeping business within the county, specifically with the DBE and the local vendors. And with that, we've also taken away our national accounts and put them into Milwaukee County with association with AJ Produce, a local produce vendor, Gennaro Brothers, a local produce vendor, and Elko Dairy, which 100% of all of our produce and dairy supplies come through Milwaukee County businesses. With that said, we keep in contact with Frida and her office. We have a good rapport. Continually look to, in essence of what the DBE program stands for, helping build the businesses within the communities. And we have taken every opportunity to take the vendors that we currently have and build their business, not only with us, but with other areas in our organization. With that 84%, there's some other opportunity that we've given these vendors to be able to, grow their business and have opportunities just outside of Milwaukee County.
Mr. Schuster, when you say 84%, 84% or 17%, I understand.
The contract was set up with, since there's no definite term of contract, the contract price, it's based on what amount of business that we do, meaning the amount of meals we serve. The population has decreased, but the percentage was set up for 17% of the purchases for the contract, and that amount of the 17%, we are meeting the about 84.7% of the purchases set at the 17%. If that makes any sense to you?
Could I have a list of the five vendors plus the you mentioned two or three other vendors besides the five minority and or women vendors? Could you provide that list with it?
Absolutely, sir. Okay. Mr. Chairman, the list I just provided you was the utilization reports that we hand into the Community Development Partners Office stating the purchases made through these vendors. What you won't see is there is the three vendors that I did mention before, all the local vendors of AJ Produce.
AJ Produce?
Correct. Okay. They're a firm located in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Gennaro Brothers, located in Milwaukee here. And Elko Dairy.
Elko?
Elko, A-L-C-O, Dairy.
Dairy. And where is that?
Elkhorn, station on Elkhorn.
Okay, that's a local vendors. Okay. A relatively local vendors. Thank you. Any questions? Supervisor Brown?
Yeah, just briefly on the essentially the same subject, your frontline employees, food delivery at the institution itself, do those numbers fulfill DBE guidelines?
Looking for clarification, sir.
The people who are employed at the House of Correction in delivery of food services?
Correct.
Do they fulfill DBE requirements?
At this time, no, since they are fully employed with Aramark. But all our employees do live and work in the County of Milwaukee.
There's
not
employees.
It's on. I know it's on spending, but we're talking about fulfilling it by way of subcontracting. I'm interested in knowing on scene what is the complexion of the workforce on scene, and maybe there's not an answer to that. You may not break it down that way.
In response, Supervisor, all 100% of the staff that we employ are employees of Aramark itself. So there's no subcontract. Subcontract with frontline associates.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think what Supervisor Broderick was referring to is, are you able to provide us with a breakdown of the ethnicity of your employees and the gender? It's something that has been of interest to the board in past contracts. So we understand they're all Aramark employees, but could you tell us the breakdown of ethnicity? And if it's not available today, perhaps you can get it to the board.
Yeah, absolutely. In response, you know, just for the clarification, we can definitely get you that information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Supervisor Jabal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank the company for trying to move forward on the suggestion that I had made it, or trying to look at more local additional vendors, and I do recognize that effort was being made, has been made, and I appreciate it. I will be supporting this item, although normally I might not have, because I think the answer given by the administration as to why this contract's coming late and it was insufficient. But if I vote against the contract, then I'm voting against the actual contract moving forward, and that's not enough. My concern with that answer is not enough to make me wish to discontinue Milwaukee County's contract with Aramark. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I believe we have a motion for approval. There are no other comments, questions, concerns. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
De Bruin?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Broderick?
No.
Jersey?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Five
ayes,
one no.
Thank you very much. Mr. Schuster, I complete this?
Yes, sir.
And if you would, or someone would prepare those statistics for committee members, particularly for Supervisor Broderick, that would be appreciated.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.